Hi, Jackson. Jackson, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager. Tara wanted me to get on the line. Of course, she does want me to get you the details, you know, how everything would work, okay, everything that would be included, answer all of your questions. And then she is also requesting that I apply that reduced rate here, make it even more affordable for you. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
Pretty good. Not too bad.
Good. Oh, not bad. Not bad at all. I appreciate you asking. So, you know, this is designed to get your phone ringing. Calls coming directly to you, getting more eyes on the website that you have. They don't need to know the name of your company, but as long as they're looking for really any of the services that you provide, our job is to make sure that your business and your website pop up as one of those top options. Of course, you'll never be the only company that pops up, but as long as you're one of those options for people to see, you'll get calls. And of course, the people that call you will most likely have seen your website before they decided to call you. So it's a very high conversion rate. It's not a lead-based service. So you're not getting a phone number and then having to chase that phone number down. You're not going to be in a bidding war with your competitors. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. Are you using Angie? That's one thing that Tara attacks
now. I have Angie. I go on like Craigslist and Indeed.
Got it. Okay. How are those services working out for you so far?
I mean, they're okay. They're not great. You know what I mean? Okay. Like you said, you got to chase down leads. You got to do all this extra stuff.
Right.
So it's hit or miss, really.
It is hit or miss, and that's exactly what I hear from just about everybody. You know, it doesn't always turn into a job, but, you know, as long as you're pretty active with following up with those leads, you get enough jobs for it to offset the cost of doing it. Now, it does not conflict at all with what we're doing here. In fact, a lot of my clients have a lead-based service, either the one that you've got.
Right. I mean, it's good to spread it out so you have a wide range, a bigger net to pull people in.
That's exactly correct. Just kind of having more ways to get people to find you. In fact, with this, you're going to have quite a lot of online content because, well, first of all, it takes online content to get you in the local map. So you'll have things like a Yelp listing, Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. It's really designed for anyone in your service area as long as they're looking online for them to find you. Now, you'll also have a social media campaign. There'll be paid Facebook ads. So let's say someone does go on Google. They type in really any of the services that you provide. And you provide a lot of different services. Are you okay with smaller jobs, or are you looking for really just a bigger job?
No, absolutely. I take anything, really. You know what I mean? As long as I have time for it, all jobs are welcome.
And is it just for residential customers, or is it for commercial clients too?
So right now, I don't have workman's comp, so I do commercial work, but it's typically like I had a business years ago. To get on any commercial work, you have to have a cert of workman's comp. I have liability insurance for general contracting, but I don't have workman's comp at the moment.
Right.
So I'm really, if I start getting projects that require me to get it, I'll start taking on more commercial work. But until then, it's just...
Okay. The reason that I ask, everything that we do is very targeted. Targeted the services that you want to be found for, the search area, so, you know, specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you want to be found, so we're not drawing a big circle around you. We can go, you know, farther in any specific direction to get that to that city or town. Tara says you'll typically travel about an hour in any direction. So this is going to get you found quickly, get you found throughout your service area. And as I was saying, let's say someone types in bathroom remodeling contractor near me, just as an example. When they do that search, when they go on their Facebook page afterwards, your business will pop up. Your website will pop up. The ads that we run, it's targeted marketing. It's not at all a coincidence, but it's definitely going to help you to get your name out there and get more eyes on that website. Now, it's a flat rate, month to month, and it's a fixed rate. So it's $299 is the exact amount. That does include $100 of paid Facebook ads, and whether it's 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, residential or even that commercial job that fits into your scope, it is just going to be that exact amount. There's no hidden taxes. There's no hidden fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits, or anything like that. Simple, straightforward pricing. And, of course, you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, being that it's designed to get more eyes on your website and more calls directly to you, I'm sure that's something you do want for your business, right?
Absolutely. And yeah, I mean, so I was looking into the Google Ads thing, and everything that was coming up was like pay part per click, and it was
correct,
like $1,500 a month, and I was like, yeah, right, I'm not trying to do all that right now. I'll just go off of word of mouth. I mean, I'm still getting work right now, so you're saying $299, it will get my name on the,
you'll still be on Google
click by click, but
exactly,
right,
correct.
So
yeah,
it will be basically when you type in these services, my name will be one of the ones at the top of the list is what you're saying.
Correct. Yeah. You'll not be in the paid ad section. That is something that we can offer for you, but as you're well aware, it's kind of expensive. We are a Google Premier partner. That partnership program started almost 10 and a half years ago, and the whole reason at that time anyway was to help businesses see a higher return on investment using Google pay-per-click ads. They do still have what's called an AdWords Express product that you can get set up directly through Google, but although it sounds fast and efficient like Express Lane or Express Train, the Google AdWords Express really means it's kind of an abbreviated version of a Google campaign. There's not anybody actively making changes or, you know, getting you the highest return on investment necessarily. It's kind of set it and forget
right.
it. And not every business owner saw the highest return or still see the highest return using Google AdWords Express. That's why they started the partnership program. It's evolved a little bit since then. And in this case, especially since we wouldn't be including Google pay-per-click ads, there's still a huge benefit to working with the Google Premier partner. Of course, we get our training and our updates directly from Google. And if they make changes to their map or pack algorithm, they share those changes with us before they happen. So that's where you're going to pop up. It's just below the paid ads. It's still quite near the very top of the page. And it really is where most people go when they don't know who to call.
Right.
They go to that local map. They look at a couple of different websites. They decide who to call, and whoever answers and is available and has a fair price is the guy who gets the job. Now,
right.
almost 1 out of 10 people we'll be searching on Bing instead of Google. You'll be listed on the first page of Bing as well for those people that are trying to search on that search engine. And, of course, that just means more phone calls and opportunities to you. So, like I said, we are a Google Premier partner. We can offer any of the Google products. But I think this one with Facebook ads only being like, you know, 20 or 25 cents per click versus $15 or $20 per click, it's going to be much more affordable for you. Going to get your name
right.
out there, get your phone ringing quickly. You'll still be on that first page of Google and Bing and having those Facebook ads too. Now, like I said, that tracking and reporting, not only can you see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases, you can actually manage and monitor your reviews right from your tracking system. We call it your client dashboard because it's a lot more than just tracking. Now, you'll have reviews on multiple platforms. Again, we're creating everything that Google and Bing want to see. Wherever the reviews originate, they do repopulate right on your tracking system. So it makes it real easy. From one place, you can request reviews to respond to reviews. Now, I imagine, is it just you right now who's responding to any reviews that you get online?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So I know you've got a lot of other things to do, and if you wanted us to do that for you, we would take it off your plate. No additional cost for that, and of course, we will review we'll respond to those reviews as those reviews are written, not just standard, you know, thank you for responding or anything like that. We'll take into consideration if they mention a specific service, if they mention your name, if they mention their name, then obviously we're going to reflect that in the responses that we create for the reviews. So it's just something that we do just to help our business owners focus on the real thing, which is getting the job done and providing that quality work. If you wanted us to do that, we could do that for you at no additional cost. Did you have any questions for me before we get everything set up here?
So, So my only question is, okay, so if for any reason I wanted to cancel this, is it I can cancel any time or?
So, yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. There are no long-term contracts. You can cancel at any time. You can also pause it. Let's say you get more work than you take on. If you need to go on vacation, I mean, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. All that we request is that you contact us, you know, a couple of days before your billing date. It will bill the same day every month, but we are closed on the weekend. Now, if your services shift a little bit as the seasons change, we can definitely do that too. And you offer so many different services that you're busy year round.
Yeah,
but we can definitely make sure that you're being found for the services you want to provide as you're providing those services. Now, the Angie profile that Tara attached here has 806 West Maple Drive on it. Now, that I'm assuming is your residence. Your business, and correct me if I'm wrong, your business is service-based, right? Meaning you only go to the customer.
Yes.
No
yes.
one comes to you. That's not
yes.
an address you want the public to know about. Now, that's
no.
kind of how Google expects it to be. If you're providing a service, they don't really expect you to maintain a storefront. And, of course, they wouldn't want to put your home address online. They don't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days.
Yeah.
So you'll just be listed city and state, not even that zip code of 18966. And then, as I mentioned, we can target anywhere in your service area. If there are places even close to home that you don't really want to go or want to get calls from, you can tell us that too, and then we wouldn't run your ads there. So it's going to be very targeted for you. Now, Tara never did get your last name.
My last name is Cofer, O-F-E-R.
C-O-F-E-R?
Yes.
And then Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N?
Yes.
And then I was looking here for an email address. The email is really just for us to contact you regarding your account. I know you've got like a contact form on your website. Now, most of the time we're just going to call you and maybe send you a text message, but there are some things we want you to have for your records and we'll email them out to you. What is a good email either for you or for your business?
So you can just take my email. It's mm-hmm. Jax, J-A-X, Cofer, C-O-F-E-R, 92@icloud.com.
Okay, so J-A-X, then your last name, 92@icloud.com. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, I'm going to do a couple of things here. One, I'm going to take a look at what's called our client interview calendar. The bulk of this will take place in a follow-up call, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will speak with you in detail about your company, your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement or slogan, tagline, motto, what's unique about your business. Kind of verify information off of your website and information that I have here. You don't even need to be in front of a computer for that call, just kind of off the top of your head questions.
Okay.
Well, I did want to do one other thing, and that's just to add another layer of protection here, another level of security for your account. In fact, it is a security question, meaning if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with ProCraft Builders LLC, even if it's you, Jackson, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question, but it's really more for your protection. If you get a call from someone who claims to be Google, or even if they claim to be Local Splash, they would know that information, and if they couldn't give it to you basically immediately, then you should not entertain that phone call. If anyone right. were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that wouldn't be us. Like I said, it's that flat rate of $299, so you wouldn't want to speak with them. Now, your opportunities for your choice would be the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in is fine.
So you're born in. And then what is the answer?
Abington.
You said Abington?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And then I have to type that in twice. But you are all set and squared away there. And then it is an exact amount. It's $299. In fact, I know that Angie's could be kind of expensive here, so I'm actually going to go ahead and waive the $99 setup fee. So it's just going to be the $299 out the door. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
Visa.
What works best for you? Visa? Is it your name first and last on the card? Anything like the business name or a middle initial?
So It's either one. Business name and my name are both on the card, so I'm sure it doesn't matter which one.
Okay, gotcha. You said it was a visa. That should actually start with a 4. They all do.
Yep.
Jackson, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4256-3700-1041-2377.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
10/30.
10/2030, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
604.
So 604 on the back. You said October or 10/2030 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 42-56-3700-1041-2377?
Yes.
And does that bill at that 806 West Maple Drive address?
Yes.
18966. Okay. So in about a minute or so, you're going to receive a welcome email. It does have our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, 1 second.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern Time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day unless they get the email either after hours or maybe late in the day, in which case they'll follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all that information in about a minute or so. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that I'm just about to go over here in a voice verification. You'll also receive that by way of text message. And when you receive either of those, please let me know. I did want to just walk you through a couple of things. Now, because we are a Google Premier partner, Jackson, we are actually required to read a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a flat rate, that we've reduced the cost, that we're waiving your setup fee, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify my question, but it's pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Jackson, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Procrats Builders, LLC.
And that is exactly how I have that, and that's P-R-O-K-R-A-F-T, Builders, LLC.
Yes.
And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jackson Cofer, owner.
Okay, and as the owner of Procraft Builders, LLC, Jackson, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that visa in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, Jackson, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. And this is because it is our job to make sure that people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both Local Splash and from your potential customers. Jackson, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then Now, as part of the verification process, we may require things like a business card, or certainly Google wants to see photos of tools and equipment, your work vehicle. There's obviously not a physical workplace. Google's usually fine with where you park your work vehicle when you're not using it for work. But we kindly ask that you support those, or that you send those supporting documents within the first 7 days, as failure to provide the necessary documentation within that time frame may result in delays on your account. So do you agree to submit those documents within the first 7 days?
So what do I got to do? I just got to take pictures of my tools and truck?
That's pretty much it. You're going to get an email that's going to say action needed, photos or pictures needed for Google verification. It's kind of a recommendation list. It doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything you can send our way certainly expedites the process that we go through to kind of reassure Google that you are a real company, that you're an actual business, that you're providing services in that area. So they will want to see photos of tools, photos of your work vehicle, anything like proof of insurance or licensing or a business card or anything like a business invoice or something like
that.
That's
fine.
Oh, that's perfect. And all that we ask is that you submit those within that first 7 days. Some of that's going to help us to build out your website. Some of that we help, or actually to create the additional content so you already have a website. And some of that, of course, we just have to submit to Google so everything can be within their guidelines. And you said you would do that within the first 7 days?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, with me actually waiving your setup fee, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 8th of April, in the very reduced total amount of $299.00. And that non-refundable $299 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. That means it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount, so there's no hidden taxes, no hidden fees. Again, you're not paying per lead. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google and Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the Facebook ads, Siri on a smartphone. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 8th of the month and that same exact reduced amount of $299. And once again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, I'm going to take a look at our client interview calendar. We typically will do client interviews first day, second day, third day, so getting it done today even or tomorrow, I will certainly get the ball rolling. Within days 5 through 7, that's when you'll have full access to your client dashboard, because that's when all of the directories that we create will have already been submitted and there will be something for us to track. Now, they want us to say 7 to 14 days for your Facebook ads. That's usually when we're building a website. It might take us 7 to 14 days to build out a website. You already have a website, so it's going to be less than that, maybe 7 to 10 days. Days 45 through 60, everything's firing on all cylinders. You're listed throughout your entire service area for all of your keywords and search phrases. Whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, we'll provide continuous reporting, updates, optimization, and support. Now, with any form of advertising, of course, we want you to give it the fair opportunity for you to see the best return on investment. The first month's going to be better. The second month is going to be even better than the first. You may discontinue at any time for any reason, no questions asked. Like I said, you can pause it as well. If you cancel your service within 90 days, an early termination fee applies. And as I mentioned, we just want you to call within 3 days of your billing date. So if you think about the first of the month, today's the 8th, you know, sometime in that very first week, if you want to pause the service or something like that, we do ask that you give us a call at least 3 days before your billing date. And that is because we are closed on the weekend. I used to work many, many years ago in client support, so I know for a fact if you forget, you call us after it billed, we can reverse that payment. But to prevent the charge from even happening, again, just keep in mind to call us that first week of the month. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
So like I said, you're going to receive a couple of different emails. One is your welcome email, which is important not only because it has our client and support information on there. Most of our emails will have that. Your welcome email will also have your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, your tracking system, again, is not going to be active for a couple of days. your username, and I'm just kind of refreshing my system here. Your username is going to be your phone number. The area code is included, but it's just numbers. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. So, of course, that makes your username 215-558-0927. Your default password, you can change that at any point in time. My system's slow a little bit. Okay, so it's NetMoney, NETMONEY, all lowercase, no space. And again, that's going to be on your welcome.
NetMoney?
NetMoney, N-E-T money. Yeah, NetMoney, which is, I don't know, it's always something that just gets automatically generated, something to do with digital marketing. But in this
that's
case,
it's just NetMoney,
net money.
No numbers or anything?
Yeah, and you can change that default password. Your username you can't change. It's already in our system, but it's been set to make it easy for you to remember, and again, easy for us to access and associate with your account. That's why we want your phone number. You will receive those different emails. One is the welcome email. One is the one about the photos that you want to send our way. The one that I did want you to see is the one that you've already gotten. It's the one that says local / initial invoice. If you click on that one, it's going to say, hello, Jackson. Thank you for choosing local /. Your invoice is located below. And then a couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Jackson, do you see those two words, click here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So click on those two words. Click on the click here. It's going to take you to the terms of experience. Everything we just went over in the voice verification is provided for you here in writing. It starts out, at least on my screen, as a light blue screen. You can scroll through that. Obviously, I don't want to walk you through everything here. I know your time is valuable. Real quick, though, Google's going to be our main focus simply because it's pretty much everyone's main focus. You will be, though, listed on Bing, Yelp, Facebook, all of those things. You'll see those three boxes down at the bottom. We want you to click all three, one that you agree to allow us to send you SMS or text messages through the computer, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, the other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. And then once you've got all three of those boxes, click on the longer box. It says click here and type in or copy your name. It's usually case sensitive just for your first name, but if you want to go ahead and type capital J, capital O, C, everything else is lowercase. But once you've got your name in there, click the confirm signature box. That does a couple of things. It of course, lets us know that you know that it's a flat rate, that we've reduced the cost and waived your setup fee. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. In fact, that reminds me, I must have skipped that part because I don't remember saying it, but in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to inform us of any additional online marketing efforts. We are already aware of Angie. There is no direct conflict there. There's a couple of reasons that we ask. One, of course, is that we will make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. And, of course, we wouldn't want you to pay anybody else for services that we are already providing. We do what's called a NAPW audit, which is name, address, phone number, and website. We'll do that audit in the beginning, and we'll do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. It's not an exclusivity clause. We're not saying you cannot hire somebody else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think will also create online content for your business, we ask that you at least let us know. Jackson, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. So you're all set and squared away on my end, except for that follow-up call with the client interview technician. Let me pull up what's available for today. It's updating. Ooh, looks like we are booked out for the rest of the day. So tomorrow we can do as early as noon or as late as 5 o'clock. It looks like there is one spot available for just about every hour except for 3 o'clock. So we could do 12, 1, 2, or 4 or 5.
5 when?
This will be tomorrow. Eastern time. This is your follow-up call with the client interview technician. The call is scheduled for an hour, but it really only takes about usually 30, 45 minutes. You don't necessarily have to be in front of a computer. You can be working, driving, as long as you can carry on that conversation.
Yeah, 5 o'clock tomorrow is fine.
Okay, so it's going to be scheduled at 5. You will receive a reminder. An automated email will be sent out at 4 o'clock just to remind you that the call itself is scheduled at 5. Now, although it is scheduled at 5, that call may get to you at 5, 5.05, 5.15, maybe even as late as 5.30. There is a one-hour window for a couple of different reasons. Of course, if you have any questions, we want to make sure that we get those questions answered. And if the guy before you had a lot of questions and our client interview technician is running long, they'll, of course, wait till the end of the day to put in any additional notes, but they do want to take care of that client and end the call when they're able to. So that's why there's that window. Just want to let you know it's going to be scheduled at 5. The call might not get to you right at 5, maybe a few minutes or several minutes after 5, okay? And if I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to answer any quick questions that you might have. Before handing it over to our technician, I do try to make myself available for those phone calls, although I may have already been on a call and not able to exit that call. But either way, they'll be able to reach out to you, and they'll take really good care of you. They will actually know the city you were born in, as I've got that in the notes as well. But you are all set okay. And squared away here on my end. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get that going for you. Looking forward to getting
awesome.
That website
Thank
in front
you.
Of more people, getting your phone ringing.
Yeah, sounds good. So am I.
All right. I appreciate you, Jackson. You have a great rest of the day. Hopefully, I'll be available when our technician calls you tomorrow. And I appreciate you. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. Take care. Bye now.
You too. See ya.
Bye.